brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields. I'm welcoming you to Food for the Journey. And it is quite a journey, isn't it? There's so many things in life, so many side turns, so many detours, so many times we have to stop and ponder, and we don't want to. We just push ahead. And I think that the Lord really wants us to take more of a look at ourselves. Am I on the right trajectory, so to speak? Do I have the right priorities in my life? I may be married 20 years or 30 years, but it's so easy to slip into adding in certain things and letting go of other things. What about prayer? Do you give God time daily to speak to your heart? Do you read something in the scripture every day? Do you have a good spiritual book that could encourage you and help you? Take a look at where you are. Take a look at your priorities. Be honest with yourself. And you say, well, I can't. But if somebody said, do you have time to go to this banquet or this event or something, you can always find time. But what's really most important needs to be given precedence. Doesn't mean that the other things can't happen, but we just need to give precedence to the fact that we pray, that we spend time with God. You say, oh, my day isn't long enough. You should know what my day is like. I know that there's one man who told me on his way to work that every stoplight he comes to, he reads another part of a psalm. He just focuses maybe on three or four verses from one stoplight to another. It may be tight, but brothers and sisters, just try, please try, to get priority for prayer out of the cellar. Oh, I'd love to be able to pray, but I don't have time. Just say, this has to come first in your own life, in your own heart, even if it has to be 5 minutes because you have a difficult situation at home. That's okay, but every day come to the Lord. When you can get a good half hour of prayer every day, that's what you really want. Or an hour if you're blessed enough to be able to give a whole hour and make it a priority. Don't say, after I get all these other things done. Put it in priority and say, Lord, if I don't have a relationship with you, what kind of a man or a woman am I? What do I have to give if it doesn't come from you? Well, I go to Mass every Sunday. Good. What do you do Monday through Saturday then? That's good. You need to be at Mass every Sunday. What do you do the rest of the week? You just a visitor to God once a week? Doesn't work, brothers and sisters, because God is calling us, especially in this time in our generation. Let's get our priorities straight. I think I could probably talk for an hour on this, but let me just leave you with the thought that honestly, sometime this week, really take an honest look at your priorities and say, is God in the place that he should be? Or is he an afterthought? Or is he, if there's time, I'll pray. Prayer should be first in the day, if at all possible. Wake up 15 minutes earlier. Set your alarm. Anything, because if you have contact with him, things will get into place over time. It'll affect your family, your marriage, your relationships, whatever state of life you're in. It will affect you and will bring you closer to the source of all life. Let's take a look today at the reading of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 12, verses 5 to 16. Brothers and sisters, we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individual parts of one another. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given us, let us exercise them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith. If ministry, in ministering. If one is a teacher, in teaching. If one exhorts, in exhortation. If one contributes, in generosity. If one is over others, with diligence. If one does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness. Are those values part of my thinking when I'm serving another? Or am I just waiting for a compliment? Or do I see that I am doing what a good Catholic, a good Christian should do. Am I serving? Am I giving my life to another in some way? Let love be sincere. Hate what is evil. Hold on to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Anticipate one another in showing honor. Do not grow slack in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. And you might be saying, oh, yeah, when I was younger, I could do that. You can do it another way. You can give God, you know, start with 10 minutes. Give God 10 minutes every day. Just start with that. I guarantee you won't be able to stay with 10, but start there. Give God 10 minutes a day. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Have the same regard for one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Associate with the poor, the sick, the handicapped. Not in, oh, can I do something nice for them? Of course, do something nice for them. That's one good thing. Sometimes all they want is just a visit, just for a few minutes, to hear a good voice encouraging them, strengthening them, standing by them. And you say, I don't know what to say. Just go. You'll find the words. They'll be there when you need to. Reach out to one another, please. Psalm 131 tells us, in you, O Lord, I have found my peace. How true that is. My heart is not proud, nor are my eyes haughty. Well, I can't say that's exactly true for me, but that's what I'm working on, that my heart not be proud, nor my eyes haughty. I busy not myself with great things, nor with things too sublime for me. Nay, rather, I have stilled and quieted my soul like a weaned child on its mother's lap. How totally content they are. How peacefully they lie in his mother's arms or his father's. Oh, brothers and sisters, do we have that kind of peace with the Lord? That's what he wants. He wants us to be at peace in him and with him. He tells us, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened. I will give you rest. I will give you rest. It's a rest deeper than anything we can manufacture as human beings. It's a peace, it's a confidence, it can be direction. But we've got to give him a little time every day. This is not just a jump in and jump out and back to normal life. This has to be part of normal life. We need to hear the word of the Lord over and over again. We need to see him for who he is, and how much he loves us. We don't begin to love him in return to the level that he loves us, but let us give everything we have in our thoughts, our words, our deeds, especially to the poor, the lowly, the sick, whatever it may be. Reach out somewhere. You don't have to take care of everybody, but be a participant in caring for somebody or a help to someone. Gospel of Luke chapter 14 says, one of those at table with Jesus said to him, blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God. He replied to him, a man gave a great dinner to which he invited many. When the time for the dinner came, he dispatched his servant to say to those invited, come, everything is now ready. But one by one, they all began to excuse themselves. Brothers and sisters, that's us. The first said to him, I've purchased a field. I must go and examine it. I ask you, consider me excused. Another said, I've purchased 5 yoke of oxen on my way to evaluate them. I ask you, consider me accused. And another said, I have just married a woman, and therefore I cannot come. The servant went and reported this to his master. And then the master of the house, in a rage, commanded his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the alleys of the town. Bring here the poor and the crippled, the blind and the lame. And the servant reported, sir, your orders have been carried out, and still there is room. And the master then ordered the servant, go out to the highways and hedgerows, and may people come in that my home may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited will taste my supper. You and I have been invited. Are we going to follow him? Do we just give him lip service once a week at Mass? Or do I turn to him daily? Do I turn to him many times a day? Do I offer him my prayers or novena or rosaries or whatever way in which you relate in your prayer time? Am I giving time to meditation on what the Word of God is for the day? Am I seeking to draw closer to him or not? I know you're busy, but what's the most important? Look at the excuses that those men gave. We could all give those excuses. What are yours? Father Gabriel of St. Mary Magdalene wrote this. He died in 1952. He was a Belgian Carmelite priest. And he said this, "The man who makes the supper is God. The great supper is his kingdom, where souls will find full abundance of spiritual blessings while on earth and eternal happiness in the next life. This is the real meaning of the parable." But we can also interpret it more specifically, seeing in the supper and in the man who prepares it a figure of the Eucharistic banquet and of Jesus inviting us to partake of his flesh and blood. "The table of the Lord is set for us," sings the church. Wisdom, the incarnate Word, has prepared the wine and laid the table. Jesus himself, when announcing the Eucharist, addressed his invitation to all. "I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall not hunger." Who truly believes, acknowledges that belief, and truly prays, "Your fathers did eat manna in the desert and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven. If any man eat of it, he may not die." But Jesus does not limit himself like other men to preparing the table for a supper, inviting many and serving delicious food. His is an unheard-of procedure, which no man, however rich and powerful he might be, could ever imitate. Jesus offers himself as food. St. John Chrysostom said to those who wanted to see Christ in the Eucharist with their bodily eyes, "Behold, you do see him. You touch him. You eat him. You would like to see his garments. He not only permits you to see him, but also to eat him, to touch him, to receive him into your heart. He whom the angels looked upon with fear and dared not gaze upon steadfastly because of his dazzling splendor, he becomes our food, our drink. We are united to him. We are made one body and one flesh with Christ." How often do you think of that? That's the truth. We are one flesh with Christ, feeding on him. That's not just for a moment. That's not just for a moment. That's this meant to carry us through the day and support that my Lord loves me so much that he gives me everything himself. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.